Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1153, where we bring you the most compelling trivia on the internet. We're about to embark on an easy round, Stupid Showbiz Answers. Here's the first question. What role did Danny Bonaduce play on the Partridge Family? The answer is Danny Partridge. Here's the second question. In which 1998 film did Mike Myers portray Studio 54 owner Steve Rubell? The answer is 54. The third question. In 2006, Andrea McArdle starred in a production of Annie Get Your Gun. She first became famous playing which role? The answer is Annie, in the original Broadway musical Annie. Let's move on to the fourth question. In which 1942 film did Greer Garson become the missus of actor Richard Ney, who played her son Vin Miniver? The answer is Mrs. Miniver, a film that won 6 Oscars, including Best Actress for Garson. Here's the final question in this round. What was the title of the last big screen remake of Beau Geste, released in 1977? The answer is the last remake of Beau Geste. Let's move on to round 2. The category is sharp. Here's the first question in this round. What does the term card sharp refer to in the context of gambling? The answer is a person who cheats at cards. Second question coming up. Which synonym for a sniper has the same first and last letters as sniper? The answer is a sharpshooter. Here's the third question. What must you maintain in your trousers to be considered a sharp dresser? The answer is sharp creases. Moving on to the fourth question. Which HBO miniseries features Patricia Clarkson as Amy Adams' mother, a role that earned her a Golden Globe? The answer is Sharp Objects. Here's the final question in this round. Which company produces the Chikara line of knives made from premium Japanese stainless steel? The answer is Jinsu. Jinsu knives are renowned for their sharpness and durability. On to round 3, the category Occupational Homonyms. Here's the first question. What term refers to both a job like a chauffeur and a part of your PC that needs to be updated occasionally? The answer is a driver. Here's the second question. Which word can mean highest in rank or value, as well as someone of high rank at your school? The answer is principal. Moving on to the third question. What term refers both to an occupation and a type of fruity pie? The answer is a cobbler. Here's the fourth question in this round. What term can refer to a member of our military forces and also an adjective that refers broadly to the sea? The answer is Marine. Here's the final question in this round. What term can refer to someone who oversees construction work as well as a muscle that becomes shorter? The answer is a contractor. Let's proceed to round 4. The category, add some consonants. Here's the first question. What term, represented by the consonants OOE, refers to a numbered explanatory comment at the bottom of a page? The answer is a footnote. Moving on to the second question. Which term, represented by the consonants EE, refers to a MPH indicator? The answer is a speedometer. Here's the third question. What John Lennon classic is represented by the consonants IAIE? The answer is Imagine, a song that conveys a message of peace and unity. Here's the fourth question. Which portable musical instrument is represented by the consonants O-I-O? The answer is an accordion. Here's the final question in this round. What point in a planet's orbit when it's nearest to the sun is represented by the consonants E-E-O? The answer is perihelion. And now we proceed to the final round. The category, renting. Here's the first question. In Alaska, what process can be initiated against a tenant within 5 days for a failure to pay utility bills? The answer is eviction. Here's the second question. Many states limit what required upfront sum to an amount equal to 1 or 2 months' rent. The answer is a security deposit. Here's the third question. Renters with low incomes can seek assistance through the Section 8 program of which U.S. government department? The answer is the Department of Housing and Urban Development, commonly known as HUD. Here's the fourth question. Discrimination against renting to families with children is illegal, except for housing reserved for whom? The answer is senior citizens. Here's the final question of the podcast. In California, rental agreements have implied warranties that the apartment isn't rotten, verminous, or otherwise. What 13-letter word? The answer is uninhabitable. That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more fascinating.